At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
1067 The Fan. You're watching us on YouTube on the 1067 The Fan page or on the Monumental Sports Network. You're listening to us on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app or maybe where you get your podcasts. Wherever you are, we're there. And we're very excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in the NFL MVP from the 1983 season, Mr. Joe Theismann. Joe T, what's up, dude? How are you?
Good morning, guys. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and everybody had a safe one and spent a lot of time with their family and food and football. I mean, it was an unbelievable weekend of football.
Or was that?
It was. It was a fun one. And last night was the best we've seen this Washington team play in some time. They did come up short. Joe, what'd you think of the effort? Maybe not the final score, but certainly the effort in this thing.
I just felt like it was unbelievable from the get-go. The defense was incredible. The offense just hung in there and hung in there and hung in there. And, you know, you played a heck of a football team and you played a heck of a football game. And it was just, it was a heartbreaker the way it ended. It's almost like it's last year in reverse. You know, You get to this situation. You know, we saw this last week in Miami. You get against Miami in Spain. We see it this week against Denver. It's those games that we won a year ago, just like this. We're not winning this year. But the effort. Marcus played a fantastic football game. I mean, you know, the escape he made to get those passes off was incredible. I mean, his running, everything he did was so unbelievable last night, and it was just unfortunate. It was a perfect play call at the end, and, guy makes a great defensive play. That's about the only way you can describe it.
That's it. And you know, looking at the defense and how they're playing, Joe, what do you say about that? Because they seem to have gotten a little better over the last 2 weeks.
They have. I think Dan seems to have a feel for what he wants to do, and we've seen them play better football. You know, we're in every game. It doesn't get away from them. And that's the big thing. And I think, you hang in there for 60 minutes, you're going to give yourself a chance like we have the last couple of weeks. You know, I feel bad for Ertz. I mean, he just, against Miami, he slips over there in Spain. Mm-hmm. And then, he has an opportunity here. I mean, he was a war horse last night.
I know.
Making catches all over the place. Key catches everywhere, as he has since he's been a Commander. And it's that one play that just sort of, like I say, it's the difference. Last year, the one plays were made. This year, the one play is not being made.
Yeah, Joe, it's you're so right. Last year, they seemed to just get all the bounces, and this year, it just seems like everything goes the other way. When you watch Washington run the ball pretty effectively against a really good Denver defense, and then at times it seems to go away, do you get frustrated or do you understand that they're just trying to accomplish lots of different things offensively and defensively?
I don't think they're trying to accomplish lots of different things. You just can't drop back in this league and think you're going to continue to throw and have good things happen all the time. You're going to get, you're going to get a holding penalty, put you behind the chains. You're going to throw an incomplete pass. You're going to throw an interception. There's so many things that happen. If you run the ball enough to be able to control the linebackers, and I thought the offensive line held up really well last night. But if you're able to control the linebackers, you're able to control a large amount of your passing game. And that's why the running game is so important. We go back 2-3 years when everybody sort of poo-pooed the running backs and say, well, you know, they're not that important. That's baloney. You know, I'm a testament. You know, I wear a Super Bowl ring because of John Ricketts. I don't pretend to say anything else. John and that offensive line made it happen for us as we continue to go forward, and really great defensive play. But when you look at the ability to, you know, you can't be, you know, second and 10, second and 9. You've got to be able to gain enough yards on first and 10 to be able to put pressure on the linebackers to open up some space and some room. But, you know, and again, having the statement last night that came out of that game to me is, how important is Terry McLaurin to this football team? I mean, you can't overstate the fact that with them, he's a different, with them, with the team, it's a different football team. Without him, you're searching for answers and opportunities. I mean, when the game against Miami, there was one deep pass, the entire day. And I think Cliff opened it up more against Denver, seeking opportunities down the field, and it made a difference, you know, and you know, Terry made some unbelievable catches, and he's just a tough guy. And I think the guys feed off of that.
Yeah.
You see him doing what he's doing, and you see other players making plays, and guys feed off that. The defense feeds off what the offense does, and vice versa.
I totally agree with Terry. And the last time we saw them play well was a half in Kansas City when they had Terry back, and he made some unbelievable catches. You know, Joe, when you have a receiver that plays – now, obviously, he can get vertical. He's got the speed. He can make contested catches. But when you have a receiver that plays with that level of physicality, what does that do for a quarterback?
Oh, it gives you tremendous confidence to know that you can put the ball in the general area. You don't have to make specific, precise throws. You put it in a general area, and you feel like Terry's going to make the play for you. Or he's not going to allow an interception to happen. That's the other thing, too, is when the great receivers protect the ball. They protect the quarterback. If they can't get it, then they make sure the defenders don't get it. Terry's that kind of a smart football player. But it was good to see him healthy. I think, you know, coming up here, we've got, you know, Minnesota's coming up. We've got a challenge. They're unsettled at the quarterback position. And then you've got, you know, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys in the remaining, you know, four games after that. So I think that this football team has got the confidence now to be able to line up on the football field with any of the remaining five football teams and have a positive outcome.
Joe, you're sitting in this position right now with the team. You lost seven in a row. What would be your message to a team if you're a quarterback leading this team?
I think the first thing is we just have to keep fighting. You know, basically, this is our job. This is what we do. This is what we've been is not who we are. We're starting to become the team we're supposed to be. And the thing is you have to go out. You have to study. You have to work. You know, as the quarterback, all eyes are on you. How do you carry yourself? How do you conduct yourself? How do you communicate with everybody else? What do you say in the media? All those things are taken into consideration because all eyes are on you. I think the important thing is we just need to keep fighting. Now, will they make a decision when Jaden's ready to go? Is he going to be ready next week in Minnesota? You know, I don't know if he's going to be cleared or not. I think that he should get back on the football field at some point in time. But he has to be 150% cleared, and they have to feel comfortable that he's healthy enough to be able to go out there to do it. But to have him take the rest of the year off would be a huge mistake, I think, for him and for the franchise going forward.
Yeah, I think Jaden will play. I think Jaden wants to play. It's a matter of getting cleared by the docs. And maybe that's a little different if we get to, you know, Christmas Day and he still hasn't been cleared and there's only one or two games left. But at this point, you got to have him back out on the field because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of fans at this point are just caught up in draft position. But there's 70 guys in that locker room living and dying with these games. And
JP, they don't care about draft position.
Totally.
none of them.
Right, Mitch, you're sitting in that locker room. You hear, you know, the noise. You got to block the noise out. It's not about the noise. It's about the guys in the locker room. It's about the coaches in the meeting rooms. It's about the organization. It's about saying, okay, look, man, we prove we can play toe-to-toe with anybody. But we have to put this kind of effort forth every week.
True.
You know, you can't take anything for granted. You can't take an extra point for granted. You can't take anything for granted. You saw some of the games this weekend were decided by missed extra points. And some officiating calls that weren't very good. So, I mean, to me, it's like, you know, you just, hey, we're getting closer. Let's just keep pushing forward. Let's keep growing. Let's keep getting better.
Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can give Joe a follow at Theismann 7, two N's in Theismann. Joe T, I did want to correct one thing you said earlier. You had a little something to do with that Super Bowl ring. So.
You're kind. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. just a little.
You've played football at the highest levels. You've watched football. You've done it professionally as an analyst, a commentator, all those things. What did you think of that Treylon Burks touchdown catch last night?
Unbelievable.
I'll throw it back to him again.
Yeah, they tried. They tried again. I mean, first of all, what gets lost in the whole thing is where Marcus put the football. There was no place else to put that football for him to go get it. And then, you know, with the OBJ comparisons, I think the split screens they've been showing, it's just, you know, it was absolutely phenomenal. Great concentration, great ability to protect the ball. Because, Mitch, you know this better than I do. When you go up for a pass and you hit the ground, there's lots of things getting jarred around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your elbow, your arm, your back, everything else going to hit the ground. It was something special.
Yes.
I mean, it really was. It was just and then how about Marcus scrambling around, saving a play, not getting sacked. I mean, you know, all the things that everybody kept making play after play after play in this game. And it was, you know, Bobby getting himself an interception.
Yeah.
Just all both sides of the ball and the kicking game, everything clicked except for that one last moment.
Yep.
Yeah, it was remarkable, man. And I just, you know, going forward here, there's obviously the Jaden question, and they're going to have a long offseason of having to examine some stuff. I think, you know, you need more speed. You do need a dominant edge rusher. There's obviously holes on a roster. You don't get to 3-9 on accident. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in the last month, they've had two Sunday night football games between the Seattle game and last night, and that was two different football teams that showed up.
Yeah, absolutely. And night and day.
And I feel like, you know, you're getting healthy. Will Harris being back on the field helps you a lot.
Yep.
But the people that wanted to disparage McLaurin for being hurt, I think last night were just proven so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, how do you disparage somebody for being hurt?
I mean, because they don't understand how tough this game is, Joe.
No, and they don't understand. They don't understand that, you know, you're playing this. This is the highest level you can play. This is, and you need every bit of your abilities to be able to do it. I'll tell you, a guy who was a warrior yesterday too was Daniel Jones. You watched him in warm-ups hobble around out there, and then you go out and see him play against that Houston defense. You say to yourself, "Whoa, unbelievable." But that's what you do. I mean, if the job matters to you, you want to do everything you can to get out there.
Yeah.
And we saw what Terry looked like as a healthy Terry. Now, hopefully going forward, you build on it.
Yeah.
You make sure that then Jaden gets back out there, you build on it. You know, our business isn't a 1-year business. We had a great year last year, a Cinderella kind of year last year. It's been a struggle this year. And you're going to go through the ebbs and flows of the way the games work and the way the season works. But you can't just all of a sudden say, "Oh, okay, well, you know, well, geez, well, maybe we can get a number one draft pick again." No, baloney with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. That nobody thinks like that. Not if they're in that locker room.
No.
Yeah, I think
not at all.
A lot of times, the disconnect between the people inside the building and the way that people watch the sport are very different. And I think last night was really indicative of that when a team shows up and leaves it all on the field. You know, Marcus had the bad pick. I don't know what that was. But, Joe, as a guy that played the quarterback position, the way he was getting hit in that game and just kept responding to the bell said a lot about who Mariota is and kind of why they value him so much.
Well, that's who he is. And he's a very valued piece. You know, the other thing, too, he's a very valued piece of this. I mean, you look around the league at the people who are struggling with backups. And and the poor performances that they put out. Marcus has not been that way. He has been a rock back there. He doesn't get a lot of practice time, doesn't get a lot of work, and yet still goes out and performs at a very high level to give this team a chance to win. The other thing that was impressive to me last night watching that game was, you know, you're 3-8. You know, your football team hasn't done well. You're coming off of a bye. Everybody celebrated Thanksgiving. That stadium was packed. And I thank the fans for being there for this football team. I thank them tremendously, because it's just as easy to turn around when things aren't going well and say, you know, I got something else to do on a Sunday night. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. They were there in mass, and it made a difference. You could hear it on the TV. You know, and that's why playing in the city of Washington to me was so important, to be able to spend an entire career in one city with one franchise, because of the fans and their support of the organization and the football team and the players. And they notice it, believe me.
I think every fan needs to just look outside of just here. You saw what Joe Burrow did the other day, right? Joe Burrow has proven what he was capable of. He could have probably just rode off in the sunset. But no, sure. I'm going to play, because that's what I'm supposed to do. Be there for my teammates, and he goes and he beats the Ravens.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know, bad, you know, broken wrist. Now you know Justin Herbert's going to be faced with a similar situation with his injury. I fully guarantee that he'll be able to do it. Now, when you hurt your left hand as it is, it's harder to hand off going to the right. Mm-hmm. So you know you have to adjust your offense a little bit, and defenses aren't stupid. You know, you basically aren't going to be able to hand off to anybody going to the right. You're going to have to pitch the ball. So, you know, you move your edge rushers out a little bit. You move your ends out a little bit more, knowing full well that the only way they can get there is by pitching the ball. So, you know, but, I mean, these guys showed up big time. And it's, you know, like I say, Terry being healthy makes a world of difference. Ertz is just, you know, you talk about a warrior. You know, we have older players on this football team. You have to acknowledge that. But I'll tell you, so every one of them is a warrior that lines up and plays hard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was just such a tough way for that to finish. You know what I mean?
And broke my heart.
Yeah,
broke my heart.
It was one of those where a million things happened in that game. I thought the refs were really pretty bad. The refs don't win or lose games though, and just. Joe, one play I got to ask you about. Late in regulation, 3rd and 6, and they call that QB draw for Mariota. Mm-hmm. And if he goes down inbounds, the game might be over. What were you screaming at the television in that moment as Marcus tried to get out to that left sideline?
First thing I said to myself was, why? Why? Right. Why? Just kick. It's 7 seconds left to go. Just kick the field. Just tie it up. Just kick the field goal there. You know, and basically, as it turned out, there was no way that I thought that, you know, if you're going to take a shot, throw it out of the end zone like you did the play before. But, you know, you scratch your head a little bit and wonder why. But, you know, that worked out okay for us. He did get out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And you know, he fought to get out of bounds. So, but that was one of those head scratchers a little bit. And it turned out it wasn't detrimental. Let's put it that way. That's important.
Worked out kind of good.
It was
for a little bit.
It gave us something to talk and think about. I'll tell you that.
It sure did. It sure did. I mean, in the moment, I was just like, "Oh my God, is he gonna?" It reminded me of, I'm going a couple years back now, when Dak, when they ran that QB draw in the playoffs.
Oh yeah.
And then they weren't able to spike it in time.
Yes.
Obviously, it worked out better last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you get inside 10 seconds. It's like. You do have one or two, you know, if you have a timeout, it's a different story. But when you don't have any timeouts and you're in the middle of the football field and you got to get to the sidelines in 6 seconds, you know, and you're not a world-class sprinter, it makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Joe, kind of going forward, if you're Dan Quinn, what's your message for this team? 5 games left, but I'd argue the next two are quite winnable, man, at Minnesota, at New York.
Hey, I think Philadelphia's beatable.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys, you know, remains to be seen exactly where they're going to be and what they're going to look like. Every week it's a different scenario. Every week you're looking at different football teams. The Rams get beat by the Carolina Panthers yesterday. There's no way anybody ever thought that would have happened. No way. The Buffalo Bills go out and they look terrible, and all of a sudden they come back and look great.
Yeah,
you know, it each week it's like it's a game unto itself. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're still a scary football team. They only lost by 3 points on Thanksgiving, and they had a chance to win that or at least tie it if guys don't drop the football. This was Kansas City's problem a couple of years ago. It wasn't that Patrick was playing bad. Patrick's playing unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But the guys can't catch Travis Kelce putting the ball on the ground. Rashid Rice putting the ball on the ground in key moments. I think the message, to answer your question, the message is, guys, look, this is who we are. This is who we can be. But we got to bring it every week, just like we did on Sunday night. It's got to be that kind of effort. It's got to be that kind of performance. Because anything less than that is not going to give us a chance to be able to win.
Yeah, totally.
I agree with you, man. Joe, we appreciate you making time for us, sir. I know it was a late night watching that thing.
No, God, I'm telling you. I tossed and turned last night in 1,000 different ways. You know, having played the position. You know, when Marcus threw the ball, all of a sudden it goes through my mind, okay, do you double clutch? Mm-hmm. No, you can't double clutch because then it gives the defenders a chance. Do you loft it in the air? Well, you don't want to hang it up down around the goal line down there. So he did exactly what he had to do to try and complete the pass. Sometimes, and you hate to do this, and both Mitch and I were offensive guys, you hate to give the defense credit, but you have to. The kid made a hell of a play.
He did.
I mean, that's all it was.
The question I would ask is, why wasn't he blocked at all? Well, he's only leading the league in sacks.
They brought two men. That was part of what Marcus was dealing with all night.
Yeah, yeah.
Free runners. I mean, you bring more people than are there to block. Especially when you got three receivers going out to clear. You got a running back coming from the other side. Normally, that would be the running back's guy to pick up.
Mm. Last one, Joe. You're Irish getting in, right?
They better, or else there's really something wrong.
I think they're good, man. And I think they could, I don't know, Freeman's a heck of a coach. They could go on a little run. I'll be excited to watch them in the playoff.
They could. The only thing that scares me a little bit is the last four opponents haven't really given us much of a...
That Syracuse game you didn't think was one of the 70-7?
Well, the thing there's 5 minutes, there's 6 minutes to go in the first quarter and your offense hasn't been on the field yet and you got a 21-point lead.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often. I think, you're going to be playing a lot better football teams going into the playoffs. Actually, when you look at the teams that are probably going to be in the 12, there's a lot of really good football teams, a lot of really good defenses, Notre Dame being one of them, being able to go forward. And I love the growth of C.J. Carr. I mean, he just... watching him grow from the first game against Miami to where he was and where he is now is really a treat for me.
I bet you wouldn't mind seeing Jeremiah Love wearing burgundy and gold, Joe.
First of all, he should win the Heisman. He's the best player in college football, my personal opinion. Secondly, he would look really, really good with the W on his helmet.
He sure would. I mean, that game against Syracuse, I've read the box score to be 8 for 170. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Remarkable.
And he's a highlight film every week.
Totally.
He reminds me of Cook a little bit.
Yeah, I like that call.
Yeah, up in Buffalo. He's got that kind of explosiveness, that kind of elusiveness, and that kind of power. Plus, he's used to pass blocking as well. So, I mean, he's a real treat to watch.
Thank you for the time, Joe. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and a great Christmas season.
Thanks, guys. Catch up with you soon. Bye.
Take care, man.
Joe Theismann on the Rude Guest Hotline. Lots to like from last night, even in the loss. It's time. Press a button. Let's open these phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Great interview with Joe Theismann. If you missed any of that, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind, go wherever you get your podcasts. I imagine my guy White Brian's going to have that up on YouTube ASAP. White Brian, how much stuff they make you put up on YouTube per hour? You be churning, dog.
3 to 4 shorts and 1 long video.
So that's 5 videos an hour?
Yep.
How long is a short? A minute?
30 seconds to a minute and a half.
And then will the long one, like, will you just put up the whole Joe T, like 20
minutes?
Yeah,
the segment, and I'll edit out the part where you go to break.
Brian grinding, though.
Yeah, because the part that you go to break is probably longer than the segment.
I thought.
First of all, you and Joe, if the break time is at 20, you can't start going to break at 20 because you get 3 minutes. Joe gonna add 4 to that.
I wanted to ask him about the Irish, man.
Do it at like 16.
There was a lot to discuss.
16, bro. We gotta maintain this TV thing too now.
Hello.
You forgot that part when we saw the TV?
Everyone on Monumental, hello. We're trying to keep you on time.
Yeah.
You ready for the phones, B?
Let's go.
My man Scott is in Stafford. What's up, Scott?
What up, Scott?
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're good, man.
Good, dude.
Yeah, if anybody watched the coin flip, it was he comes out, he shows you, there's heads, here's tails, he flips the coin, or he tells Washington, what do you want? He says, I want heads. He flips the coin, it was tails. He says, I want that, because I thought he was assuming they were going to receive. I want that goal. And you could see the ref and Denver looking at, we didn't say anything. Now, did I miss something?
It was weird because he was like, we're going to kick that way.
Yeah, he just said, I'm going to kick that way.
But once they lost it, they actually where you want to kick, right? Oh,
no, the Commanders won the toss.
Okay.
And then they defer.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Tress was out there doing Jedi mind tricks. That's what was happening.
Okay. All right, so then your theory about letting them score and then you figure out, or not score, then you know where you're going to go when you got the second receiving. So that does make sense. But I just thought, out of nowhere, he just said, I want to kick that way. And I was like, what? Okay, so maybe I was wrong.
All right, appreciate you, Scott.
Scott waited a long time to be wrong.
Let's go to Ed in Rockville. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, JP? What's going on, B-Miss? How was y'all Thanksgiving?
It was good, man.
It was good,
real good.
It was good.
That's good. I had my dad over for Thanksgiving, cooked a few things, you know, some ham, which is easy to cook, mac and cheese, some greens and stuff like that. And we watched football the rest of the day.
There you go. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's the best thing about Thanksgiving, man. Two football games and eat food. I mean, he probably had 3 plates before he went home, but that's okay. That's Pops. He cooked those meals for me for 18 years. I owe him 18 more years of meals. So,
all right.
Hey, look, you know, I didn't get a chance to really watch the game because Fubo TV, who I use for streaming right now, has this stupid dispute with NBC going on right now. So they kind of pulled MSNBC, NBC, all those, like, stations and stuff or channels. But I did watch the repeat, and I was a little shocked, to be honest with you, that it went to overtime. But I can see with Terry back out there, this team is different. I had no idea, and correct me if I'm wrong, I had no idea that Will Harris was even back to playing. I knew he was on his way. I didn't know he was going to be on the field. So you can see what the pieces that are starting to become, not become, but be what it was supposed to be at the beginning of the season, is starting to kind of help this team have an identity of what it was supposed to be. And it just kind of sucks that we're getting our players back, some of our players back now, because this probably could have been a little bit better, more of a competitive team during the season if we would have had them. But look, I also need Zach Ertz to catch the ball a little bit more. That's all I'm going to say. One last thing. JP, you still owe me my beer, man. I don't think I forgot. Have a good day.
I'm working on it, Doug. Thanks for the call.
They fire you with that beer, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That game last night, that's what I said going into this week coming off the bye was DQ and AP built this team with a vision, with a plan for what they thought it was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And on some level, it's important for them to see that plan work.
Yeah, and that's why I mentioned Joe Burrow to Joe. They were asking him the same question, basically in a sense, well, why you want to play? You're like, because that's what we do.
Right.
I'm paid to play football. I know, yeah, you people think it's just about you paid to win, but when you go to work every day, you're not the best person in the world every day. Sometimes you falter, but you keep fighting to try to be the best you can be. And that's what football players do, you know? So I can see why guys are fighting, but Dan, and like you said, they want to see, okay, dog, were we wrong in thinking this? And once you get people back and you start to see it, now you know how to attack next year a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, as everything starts to pile up and the record is what it is and the losing streak is what it is, it's hard to get away from the injuries as just a massive part in all this. The injuries have been whatever the overall, not specific to last night, whatever the overall blame pie for a lost season is, injuries to me have to be the bulk.
Yeah.
But they've also, for me, the only recurring question is DQ is good to his guys. That's why I think DQ's loyalty and commitment to his team can cut both ways. I think you saw a team show up last night at 3-8. Because their head coach keeps them locked in. Mm. And that's a tremendous, tremendous skill and value.
Totally.
The flip side of that is, what if the defense has played demonstrably better in the two games since he took over? What if that happened earlier? What if there was a look around like, all right, this isn't working. Maybe you could do it. You know what they're calling it now where these quarterbacks get benched? They call it a soft benching. They come up with a fake injury or whatever. Mm. Like, what if there was a soft changing of D coordinator where it wasn't like, yeah, I'm taking over, Joe's not calling it anymore, where it's more like, I'm going to have more input, and then he's actually calling it, but they don't have to go through the actual demotion, right? Like, those are the kind of things that we'll probably be playing back throughout this offseason as we see what happens to the coaching staff. But, you know, in the immediacy of last night and the last two games, it's one of those you can't help but wonder. Phone lines are packed. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking calls probably for the rest of the show. Are you all right with that?
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Heavy Metal Chris says thumbs up, so he's into it.
I didn't get much sleep last night.
Nah, dog. Were you able to sleep in?
A little bit.
What is sleep in for you, 7:30?
Yeah.
Yeah. How am I supposed to concentrate when you say that in my ear? Nobody go anywhere. It's P. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about the massive difference a new garage door made for my house. Well, if your garage door isn't working, needs some maintenance, or you're ready to upgrade what your home looks like, do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. These guys do it all. Maintenance, repairs, replacements, new installs, openers, whatever it is you need, they've got the technicians who actually know what they're doing. They're based locally, and Door Pro America has been serving the DMV for over 50 years. With a track record like that, they're doing something right. They're keeping garage doors running smooth for homeowners like me across the region. And look, if you've been putting off the repair or replacement to save some cash, now's the time to act and save big. Schedule your appointment today and get a $0 trip and inspection fee on service calls. Plus, you get a free estimate on a new garage door. While you're at it, ask about the Door Pro Advantage membership. It's a smart move for homeowners who want discounts and annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Trust me, upgrading your garage door doesn't just make life easier. It boosts your curb appeal and adds serious value to your home. So if your garage door is due for a little TLC or you're just ready for an upgrade, level it up and score big with Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO or visit doorproamerica.com. Be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To play Christmas music all of December?
Yeah, man.
I don't know if I could take that.
You got to get in the holiday cheer.
Whew. You ready for Frosty for a month, B?
Not Frosty.
Dog, Lauren, we drove to and from the beach, so call it 6 hours in the car. Lauren tried to put the Christmas channel on the entire time, and I was just like, I can't, babe. I cannot do this. I like it here and there, certainly as we get closer to Christmas. Is the tree up? I guess Monica's been in Carolina, so You guys probably aren't decorated yet, are you?
Nope.
Dog, before I left for the game yesterday, had to carry up all the boxes from the basement. You know, my house is not large.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many Christmas boxes we got?
Too many, like everybody else does.
10. The big, like, you know, plastic. Like, I mean, they're 3 feet, 2x3x3, like the big ass boxes.
Yeah.
I had to carry all of those upstairs. You know that we have a box of Christmas books? You know how heavy that damn box was?
You got it upstairs, though, Jay. You're strong.
Yeah, man. That's what we're working out for. You know what drives me crazy?
What's that?
The bells. Yeah, we do not live in olden times. We do not need bells attached to our horse and buggy. And she puts the bells on the doors. So every time you open the door, jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, and I hate it.
Why don't you tell her?
I did.
You just told her, huh?
Oh, I told her yesterday.
And she went and bought some more bells.
Nobody cares. My little one.
She going to buy more bells, and guess who's going to open up all the doors?
We're going to call the 11:45 segment J.P. Finley Hates Christmas.
That's not true.
Yeah, yeah, you stop hating on Christmas. Your second year doing that.
My house is decorated. Yours isn't.
Hey, I don't hate on Christmas,
We're doing
though.
The tree tonight, B.
Hey, J.P., you have little kids. When your kids get 20, I want to see you see you decorating the tree.
I already told Lawrence she could do it without me. That didn't go over well either.
Hate Christmas.
I got a new Christmas ornament. Yesterday we went to Homestead Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
In Davidsonville, shout out to Homestead Gardens. We all got to pick out an ornament that Nono bought for us as an early Christmas present. Guess what I got, B?
What you get?
A miniature crab hammer. Maryland crabs, Brian.
You may as well go get you a miniature Louisiana crab hammer because your crabs don't come from Maryland.
This time of year, they definitely don't.
I'm just letting you know.
shout out to Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. Even though it's December 1st and we're already hearing the music and listening to the bells on our doors. All right, folks have been on hold a while. Our guy Toothpick is on the line. What's up, Pick?
What up, Pick?
What up, V-Mitch? What up, Grinch? I mean, JP. look, I just got a couple of things, right? Yesterday's game was absolutely something to be encouraged about. You could see the offense and the defense playing better. You could see Debo being used in a better way now that Terry's on the field. The referees, B, you said it from the beginning, man, they were horrible. And I literally started texting, you know, people that I know, I was like, hey, are we being cheated or is it just me? And they was like, no, we're absolutely being cheated. And then my last point is a question for both of you. We're looking for another wide receiver. We know we can't count on Noah Brown. He stays on the IR. That's where he lives. Could Burks be that guy that we were looking for with the change of environment for him and still go get somebody younger as well? Just my thoughts, and I want to hear you guys answer.
I think they want to see more about what he got. I can tell you that. And then after that one catch will make people say, what else can he do? And you know, but I still think receivers and like I keep saying, receivers and defensive backs, they are easier to find than a lot of other positions. So you can go get a younger guy, too.
I think you've got to add a receiver in the draft, like spend real draft capital. Not to get too far. If people want to do draft talk at this point, fire away.
No.
Washington has the 6th pick as it stands right now. I know folks are going to scream about trading down, getting more picks. Give me a stud. Like, if there's somebody there you love, take them.
Take them.
You know what football teams need? Hey. Studs.
Freaks. We need freaks of nature. That's what we need. We need guys that run 4.4, guys that run 4.3, 4.2, that's 6.2. That's what we need. We need people that the cops don't want to chase. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you,
man.
I like that.
That's a good way right there, though.
Specific to Burks, I think it'd be crazy to not include him as part of the long term or at least bring him back. Now, there is some interesting. Contractually, because he was released, they have him on a 1 year. Like, I think they get the end of his rookie contract. I believe he is slated for unrestricted free agency. But if you're Burks and you've had the type of start to his career he's had, I feel like if Washington...
Go to him, grease it a little bit, talk a little bit.
When we get to January, it's like, yo, we'll give you a fully guaranteed vet minimum or something. Like, this dude was on the street. He was available. I think sometimes you see those situations where a little bit of loyalty and a know of a we see you with a role on in our offense. Mm-hmm. I think that could matter. So
I agree.
I'm with you. I think Burks from, hell, just the catch last night shows you he's got something.
Yeah.
I mean... And you want size and 6'2", 230, big, strong guy, hard worker, you know, over the last...
He feels that Noah Brown role immediately.
Yeah, dude, I think...
And I think he's faster.
I do, too. And, I mean, we'll see about the durability, right? Like, that's plagued him throughout his career. But I don't know who I was talking with this about last night. Maybe it was on All Ears. It was one of the mailbag questions. But, like... We'll see. It's a long ways till April, but I have a tough time looking at a top 5, top 10 pick and not thinking about speed, whether that's speed at the edge rusher position, speed at the receiver position. And this kid, Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State, If that's the way you go, I'm not mad at that either, because you can argue about positional value, and safety does not have the same value as a corner or an edge rusher. But you know what has value? Studs.
Yeah.
Blue chip players, man.
Yeah.
Landfill, you ready to be shocked? This is not a Christmas take. We're going to break on time.
What?
It's B. Mitch and Finley. Phone lines are open. Whole next hour. If you're on hold, stay there. I'm starting with JR the Hater when we return.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.